Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Nun Aleph Rav to Sif Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Okay. Kalim Shedishtamesh Bahem Bechamin Kefi Tashmishon Hechsheron. Says Kalim that are used hot are kashered with heat. That's clear. Again, we're not talking about where it was used with fire, like that was the previous sif. Now we're talking about that these are used with hot foods and stuck in kli rishons and things like that. So kefi tashmishan hechsher, according to the usage, that's the way it gets kashered. So for example, im tashmishan bekli rishon, if it was used in a kli rishon, for example, kagon kaf shemegisim boktera, like a big spoon used to mix a food that is cooking, then sarich lachshiran bekli rishon, and it has to be kasher in a kli rishon. Im tashmishan bekli sheni, and if it's used in a kli sheni, then heksheran bekli sheni, then you can kasher it by just immersing it in a kli sheni. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed sif katan lamed hey kefi shat tashmishan hechsheren. This is what's known as, he says, de kibolo kach polto. The same way in which it is absorbed, that's how it gets extracted. The same way the tam will go in and get absorbed, for example, like with a kli rishon, so then it can get extracted and will be extracted with a kli rishon, the tam of the iser, in this case, the tam of the chametz. So that's what he says, sifkot lamed vav, shemegisin bo bikdera, that you go ahead and you stir, let's say you use a big serving spoon or a big ladle or whatever that you mix the soup or chult in. So that's an example of a kli that is used in a kli rishon. So he says, "Ladasa yesh omrim hamuva b'tor yoredeya simen kuf chaf aleph." Because according to the yesh omrim in the Torah in yoredeya, the davar tashmisho b'kli rishon ala yesh, that something that gets used in a kli rishon while it's on the fire, then hechsheru it's hechsher kashering it gamkein, has to be the kli rishon haomed eitz ala yesh, has to be where the kli is still by the fire. If it's been removed from the fire, then it cannot be kashered in that. And that's what he says, v'akaf hazeh, shemagisin bo hakadera, ba'odo alayesh, tzorech lahagil gamkein ba'ofen zeh. And he said, and therefore, a spoon that stirs the pot when it is on the fire itself, so that would need to be kashered. Sarech lahagil, you're going to have to go and kasher it and boil it out, kamkein b'ofen zeh, with the water that is on the fire. And you cannot put it in a kli rishon when it has already been removed from the eish. Sif katan lamed zayin, tashmishan b'kli sheni. So what is an example of kalim that are used in a kli sheni? Kigon kapos katan, like little spoons, like soup spoons that are in a bowl of soup. Shetashmishan rak bekaros, they only get used in like bowls. Then dai la shiran b'kli sheni. Then it's going to be enough to kasher it in a kli sheni. B'diyeved im lo hichshiran klal, and b'diyeved even if it was not kashered, b'nishdamish behen, and you use them, and ayein la'el sifkat din aleph, and check out what was said back on sifkat din aleph, where we pointed out that things that were used in a kli sheni, so b'diyeved you can go ahead and, let's say, for example, it's a kli cheres, and it would be a scenario of hefseid meruba and menias simchus yomtiv. So we said back there in Sifkat Nid Aleph that if it was an Eino Ben Yomo, then, which is no Seitan of Gam, then there are poskim that are makel with respect to chametz and chametz and a kli in a kli sheni. But again, it should, for sure, in a scenario where it can be kashered, should be kashered in a kli sheni, as Shulchan Aruch says over here. And then the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch continues, ukli shemishtamshim bo be'erui shema'arev mikli rishon, and a kli that you use mainly where the kli gets poured on from a kli rishon, then lo sagi le behechsher the kli sheni. Then it's not going to be enough to go ahead and kasher it with a kli sheni, elat sarach laros alav mikli rishon. You're going to need to kasher it with what's called irui kli rishon. Right? We move into the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and Lan Tess, Shemishdamshin bo be'eri v'chulet. She says, Vafilu kli chadasha, shelo nishdamshu bo me'olam. And even a brand new kli that was not used at all. Rak pam achas. First is the first time, and one time it was used, where it was nishbach aleha eroi shel chametz mikli rishon, where it was poured on the kli rishon from chametz, a liquidy chametz drink that, let's say there was some type of, boiling hot beer that was poured on a kli rishon. So it's going to need to be kashered with a kli eroi kli rishon, and kli sheni will not be enough to go ahead and have it immersed in a kli sheni to kasher. You'll need iroi kli rishon to kasher it. So that's what he says. Perhaps the kli sheni said cut them. That's not going to be enough. Dahainu lishpoch mayim rochin b'tok kli acher yachnisa. You can't go in and pour the hot water into another kli and afterwards stick it in. That will not work. You can't stick in what you need to be kashered into the hot water after it was poured into a kli. It's going to have to go ahead and be kashered by pouring the hot water on it. Atam, what's the reason? The balua shenesave al yedei eru hachamin mikli rishon, because anything that becomes balua based on the fact that there was an irui of from a kli rishon, eino niflat min akli, cannot get extracted from that kli, kimim al yedei eru gamken. You need eru as well, because kubolo pach bolto. Ba'afilu b'diyeved lo mahani, even b'diyeved, it's not going to be okay to go ahead and use it. Lo mahani al yedei hechsher kli sheni. It's not going to help being kashered via a kli sheni. Continue on. Sifkatan mem aleph. La'aros alav. Right? He says elatzarech la'aros alav kli rishon. You're going to have to go ahead and pour on it from a kli rishon, water from a kli rishon. And he says v'tzarech lizayer shelo yafsik ha kiluach. You have to be careful that there should not be any break in the flow. This means that when the pouring, then the flow from the pouring reaches the kli that is going to be kashered, the top of that flow, the top, you know, there still has to be a stream, right? The stream of water that comes from the upper kli that you're pouring from has to still be attached to the kli when the water hits the kli that you're kashering. Right? The top of that stream of water should be still attached to the kli rishon that it's being poured from when the bottom of that stream of water makes contact with the kli that it's kashering. And that way, the walls of the kli rishon will still be keeping the chom of the mayim, that the heat of the mayim, so that it doesn't cool off, because since the usage of the kli was based on irui from the kedera, normally where there was no break in the stream, in the flow from the kli rishon to that item, so therefore you can't kasher it with an irui if there's any break in the flow from the kli rishon to the kli sheni. And now the Mishnah Berurah points out something that might or might not have been obvious to you already, and that is that now you should know the irui still lo mahani ela bezeh shetashmisho gamken haya yidei irui. That irui is not going to work except in a scenario where it's kashering something that was a kli that was only used and came in contact with the hot liquid via irui. About kli, but if it's a kli that is used, shetashmisho haya ayyidei kli rishon, if it's a kli that is used with a kli rishon, like the big spoon that you're stirring a pot on the fire with, then obviously lo sagi lachshiro be'iroi. You're not going to get a kashuf by pouring hot water from a pot on it. Ela b'kli rishon mamish. It's going to have to actually be immersed in the kli rishon itself. Gibolo kach poto. Continuing on in the Ramah, kol hakelim sheyesh bahen siddakim o gumos o chaluda. Any kli that has any type of crevice, cracks, rust, vehu b'tocha kli velo yuchal lenakron ulenakaisan ein lehagilan. So if it has any of these cracks, holes, and rust inside the kli, so that it cannot be cleaned, it cannot be kashered with hagala, and therefore tzrichin libun b'mkayim hasedek v'ha'haluda. You'll need libun in that area. Now the truth is, we already discussed this when we were discussing knives. Rama here is repeating it. Before, when it was by the knives, that was actually brought up in the Shulchan Aruch itself regarding the knives. And now here the Rama is adding that when we're focusing in on the actual doing hagala on the different kelim. So the Mishnah Berurah here says in Sif Katan Membeis sheyesh bam sedakim mishum chash chametz ve'en, if it has these crevices and cracks, so there's a concern that the chametz actually got lodged inside some of these crevices and cracks, and therefore ein mo'ilo hagala. Hagala doesn't work. Hagala only works to get rid of bliyas, things that have been absorbed into the kli, but not real actual chametz that's lodged inside the cracks and crevices, even if it's very tiny. We said earlier in Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Mem Gimel, Hu B'toch HaKli, it's inside the Kli, and you cannot scrape it out. V'Bachutz L'Kli, now he's saying it's inside the Kli, because if it's out on the outer part of a Kli, let's say it's a Kli with a base kibble with an inside and an outside, then Ein Sarech L'Hachzik Sheyesh Sham Chametz Ba'ein Ba'agumos. You don't have to worry about if a Kli has cracks and crevices on the outside that Chametz got into the holes. However, he says, Im Shavim Bekli miyora gedola, let's say you are scooping out with a kli, let's say like a ladle, a big fat ladle that has inside and outside, the derech was dabek gam mibachutz chametz. So if you're ladling out with another pot from a very big pot, and therefore the norm would be for the food to stick to the sides of that ladle. For example, you ever see these big ladles that are like come out like pots? You stick into a big greater pot. So there, the outside of that big fat ladle, which is like a pot itself, obviously gets stuck on the outside. There is going to be the chametz getting stuck on the outside. So if it has cracks and grooves and crevices in it, so it will get stuck in there as well. Az yesh kipeda afi b'chutz. And even on the outside, you have to be concerned, because el chametz be'en ein me'agala poltin, because as long as there's actual chametz there, the water from the Hagala is not going to extract it. And therefore, Sifkat Mem Dalet, therefore, Lo Yuchal Lenakron Ulenak Kaisan, when it gets in these cracks and crevices, especially if there were, as we said previously, there were types of nails and screws and things like that attaching it, so you can't get in there. So then, since you can't go ahead and scrape it out and clean it, so then you have to do libun, because you can't do hagala. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. But who adin kisui kelim hamachubar al yedei tzirim? He says, let's say you have a kli that has a lid that's attached to it with some type of hinges and screws or whatever it is. So these hinges, these tzirim, you can't really get into the grooves inside, the gaps inside. So you can't go ahead and do hagala, but you could do libun. Or for example, karos im aznayim kein tzirim. Or if you have some type of, bowls and things like that that have handles that are also sort of like hinges and attached somehow with screws and things like that. So afi b'chutz ha-chametz, there, once again, even on the outside, the chametz will be nichnas sham, yadua, you'll for sure have chametz getting stuck in these hinges, and therefore v'yev shalanakos, therefore you can't go ahead and clean it, so therefore ein lagilam klal, I'm going to have to do libun. We saw as well yesterday that what you would do in those areas is a libun, and you could even do a libun kal. That's what we saw yesterday. That would suffice. Sif vav. So we're up to sif vav, and he now starts out kol kli holchin bo achar rov tashmisha. So now we're finally getting to the sif and that was referenced way, way back when, in the beginning of this Siman, when we're talking about knives and how by knives, Rov Tashmishan are with a liquid medium and not used with chametz directly in the fire itself, right? Like you have skewers and spits and grills that are on barbecue and things like that. So those are items that the majority of its tashmish is direct fire, al aish, al yedei ha'or. But then is where its normal usage is al yedei chamin. It's going to be in some type of liquid that's obviously very hot, either klirishon, klisheni, or irik klirishon. So he says, every kli, the way you define it in terms of kashering it, has to do with the majority of its usage. Hilkach, therefore, ka'aros, afal pi shalafami mishtamshim bema klirishon ala eish, therefore, a plate that even though it might actually somehow be used in a klirishon that's on the fire, since kevan sherov tashmishan hu be'erui, since most of its use is from when you pour into it aleihem mikli rishon, like a plate or a bowl, kahu hechsheran. So that's also how it will be kashered. Like for example, a bowl you might once in a while scoop out from the actual kli rishon every once in a while directly with the bowl. But usually you pour in it from the kli rishon into that bowl, and therefore that's how you will be able to kasher it. Hagav. Yesh machmirin lahagil hakaros b'kli rishon. He says there are those that are machmir to go ahead and actually do hagala of your plates and bowls in the kli rishon, even if its majority usage is with irui shema'are from a kli rishon. V'chein hu haminag, and that is the minag. V'chein b'chol davar sheyesh lachosh sheman shtamish bo b'kli rishon. And the same thing would be anything where that you would be chayshesh, that perhaps it was used the kli rishon, kikon kapos v'kadome lezeh, like spoons and things like that. And let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. So he says, kevan sherov tashmishan. Meikar adin, the Shulchan Aruch says, since the rov tashmishan is be'irui, so therefore that's all that's needed, even if at times it might actually be used in a kli rishon, since the majority usage is with irui kli rishon, that's how it can be kasher. Look at the Mishnah Brura, kevan sherov tashmishan, hu adin kelim shemishtamshin bahem tzonin. Same thing with kelim that are normally used with kol, dai lahem b'shtifa. So all you need to do is go ahead and rinse it. L'dei hazu, according to the opinion, af al pi shelafami mishtamsh b'cham. Even though there are times when it is used for ha. So that's what he says. Kach hu hechsher, and that's how you. That is the hechsher. Then he goes on and he says, "Umikol makom im yadua." If you know, shetoch me'es le'es. This seemingly cool shita that allows you to follow the majority of its usage, even though at times you know it is used for a use. It has a usage that is in a more intense heat environment, right? Sometimes the kli that is used for cold is used for hot, or sometimes a kli that is normally used and comes in contact with irui sometimes is immersed. So that's the halacha that Shulchan Aruch is saying, is that's how you can kasher it. It's the chiddush, but he says, in yadua shetoch mi'eis la'eis, if however you know that within the past 24 hours, ishtam shubo chametz b'kli rishon mamish, you know that you used it with chametz in a mamish in a kli rishon, so then afal pisha ikar tashmish alo. Even though its majority usage, tamid normally, is al yedei irui o b'kli sheni, then even Shulchan Aruch would agree, tzrichin agala b'kli rishon, you require agala b'kli rishon, dafka, specifically, ali b'de kuleyam, according to everyone, even according to this opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch, not even up to the Ramah yet, who says there are machmirin, im al yedei or sarich libun. But, of course, if the kli, it was used in the past 24 hours on direct fire, with direct fire and chametz, then it would require libun. And comes the Mishnah Brura and Sifkat Mem Zayin and says, the Ramah, who says you should always be machmir to take plates and bowls and kasher them in a kli rishon, as he brings it as a yesh machmir, and he says that is the minig, chenu a minig, umikol makom b'di'evet sabchinen adaya rishon. Still says b'di'evet, you could rely on the first opinion. That's what he said, me'iger adin, is the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that you follow Rav Tishmishan b'di'evet. But here we have the Ramah, that the minig l'chadchila, and this is what we always do, we kasher all our silverware utensils, but first we try to make sure that they're totally clean, and we always put them in boiling, piping hot water, and immerse them in a kli rishon. That's how we kasher it, and that's our minhag. And Mishnah Berurah continues on with the Ramah who said, and the same thing would be with any item where you have a shash that it might have been used with a kli rishon, like spoons and things like that. It says, "V'hu adin Mishnah Berurah memches im yesh lachosh shenishdamish bo lefamim al yedei haor." Same thing would be if you are concerned that there are times when it might actually be used with direct fire, and sarach liban dafka, and you need specifically liban dafka. However, he says, it could be, since you're just being machmir, you could do liban kal, kibla el, sif dalet in the Haggah, in the Ramah. We continue on in the Ramah, and he says, yesh machmir in lagil, to those that are machmir, to do agala, on kol klei shtia, on all cups, things that are used to drink from, even if its usage is with cold, because every once in a while they're used with hot water. But once again, if its rov tashmish is cold, b'di'eved, of course, just going ahead and rinsing it and is going to be enough. Obviously, you have to scrape off and clear off any chametz that's actually there. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan memtes v'shtifa that hainu sheshifshifo tchila hatev v'mayim. It means that you first go ahead and you scrub it well with water. Kedei lahasi kol adavaglav. Take off anything that might be stuck to this cup. Yachak kach shetfu v'mayim. Afterwards, you rinse it with water. We're back in the Ramah. Whatever did he have these big plates that he can't put in a kli rishon? And again, we're supposed to go ahead and, you know, be machmir to do a hagala on all these plates and bowls. So the way you could catch it, if it's too big for the pot to immerse it in, you could do iroi. How can you do iroi? I thought you have to be machmir for a full blown hagala in a kli rishon, so you can get an equivalent somehow. How do you do that? Yitain aleihem, we referenced this, we talked about this the other day, an even meluban. You have an even that you did libun to, that you burned it up in heat, v'yare aleihem roschin mikli rishon, and you pour on it hot water from a kli rishon, and then tada, the combination of an irui from a kli rishon with the even meluban, with this stone that's been libund, that combination, havik kli rishon, makes it into a kli rishon, v'chein kol kayotze v'zeh, and anything like this, v'yavira even al kol hakli, and you have to move, while you're doing the irui, you have to move this even, and so it touches the whole kli, this way, as magil kulo, this way it will be an equivalent of a hagala of on all of it, because unless the even meluban makes contact with the whole kli, it's not going to kasher. It's not going to kasher it as hagala. It's not going to be the equivalent of hagala with a kli rishon. It will be only the equivalent of a irui kli rishon, unless the whole kli has been made contact with the even meluban. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan nun yitain aleihem even meluban. You would go ahead in a situation where you can't immerse it in the kli rishon. You can get the equivalent by putting on this kli and even meluban. This is the way you can kasher tables and benches. And you first have to clean these tables, so that the water will not cool off when it's poured. Which, if you have anything on there, any, let's say, liquid that's on there already that's cold, it's going to cool off any of the hot water and yayin meluban, and even meluban that is making contact with it. and then it'll be Havik Kli Rishon Sif Katan Nun Aleph. It's on a Lomer. Afal Gav De Ein Zeh Eli Irui. Even though this is really only Irui, we call Makom Kevin Shu Ayi De Evan Meluban. Since it's with this Evan Meluban, Ein Maniach Hamayim Lestan. Doesn't let the water cool off, and therefore it's Havik Kli Nisanim. It's all Kli Rishon. It's like it was actually in the Kli Rishon. Ein Beli Rabba Shechri La Dina. Check out Beli Rabba who says brings down the Din. Dalkol Panim that regardless Ein Omo Il Hagala Al Yidei Avanim Ela Bekarav Yotzeva. You can only do Hagala with these Evan Melubans for things like Karos. Where Rov Tashmishon who rak al yidei iru klirishon, where the majority of its usage is really iru klirishon, and you're just being machmir to do it, as we said, like the minag to kasher in a full blown klirishon. Hashem gave a davish a Rov Tashmishon klirishon. If the majority of its usage is a klirishon, then eino moyel lahagil beofen zeh, it's not going to help to go ahead and to do a gola in this way. The lo havik a klirishon mamish, because it's not mamish like hagola in a klirishon. When he has 90 nira, a fila bekara, even when he didn't with a plate, you should not be makel lechatchila using avanim. Ela biadua, unless when you know shu eno ben yomo, unless you know that it's an eno ben yomo from the tashmish of the kli rishon. So basically, we have here a yisaid that you can use evan meluban as a substitute when you do ivri with evan meluban. You could do it as a substitute for a hagala in a kli rishon only in a situation when it's not an item that mamish got cooked in a kli rishon, and we are just being machmir. Like in this case, where rov tashmishan is really al yidei irimi kli rishon, Rama says, but even so, you should go ahead and do hagala in a kli rishon, and also you should only do this as well when it's an eno ben yomo. That's what he is saying. Now, it's interesting just to point out that many people use an evan meluban when they are kashering their metal sinks. What's the reason for that? L'chaira, it should not need hagala anyway, because anything that's in your sink, you don't boil in the sink. You know, the sink is not nivla from a kli rishon itself. It's only from pouring from a kli rishon. So therefore, iri should be good enough. So the reason now this is done is because, as many of you know from Hilchos Shabbos, there's something called a Dover Gush. A Dover Gush is a solid that came out of a Kli Rishon. And many hold that a Dover Gush, we're machmir for this on Shabbos, that a Dover Gush is not viewed as a Kli Sheni when it comes out of the pot and lands on a plate. It always retains its Kli Rishon status. So if that's the case, when you pour from, let's say, a Kli Rishon, and let's say it comes in contact with a piece of hot dough, let's say, that would be a Dover Gush that would make the actual sink into something that requires Hagola in a Kli Rishon. Obviously, you can't do that because you can't take a sink and put it into a Kli Rishon. So that's where it comes out that most people know what to do when it kashu their sinks for Pesach. They will use an Evan Meluban. Okay, we move on now. Sif Katan Nun Beis V'chein Kayokol Kayotze B'zeh Kegon Dafe Mulyosos Shel Basar Ogvina V'pamim Nos Nalein Chame. You have these boards that, you know, have on it a bereka, let's say, of meat or cheese that sometimes gets poured on it, hot water is placed on it and poured on it. So those two there, okay, if you're going to doing the equivalent of a pure hagala with a kli rishon, you would use the evan meluban. Again, the chumra there, l'chaira, would also, pashtus would only be based practically on a Dover Gush. He doesn't say that, but I don't know when else the actual daf would ever go into a Kli Rishon in the first place. It's not a question of Rov Tashmishon. It's a question of, you know, really never having its Tashmish for in a Kli Rishon. But even so, you see that the Ramah is assuming when we say Rov Tashmishon, it means no matter what, L'chaira, you should always try to do Hagala when you're kashering items with an Irui, and the kashering items that had liyah based on an iru, you should always try to, l'chatchila at least, do a hagala
in the Kli Rishon itself, and since you can't do it with these dapim or with these big karos, then you do use the Evan Meluban. I'll call it Sif Katan Nun Beis. I'll call a Kli. So you have to do this type of Hagala by moving the Evan Meluban across and the whole Kli, the whole daf, the whole kara. Yafagam Beis of Makom Eino Gei Evan, even though the Evan itself might not touch a particular point on the kara, as long as the Evan is moved across the whole Kli, it's going to be okay. As we say, the Mei HaResicha Olin Min HaEven, the hot water that's coming from the Evan is no Gimsham, will hit it, for sure you'll be okay. When we call Makom, he says, B'karo Shiyesh Lem Agunim Uvlitos Ke'en Kaftorim Uprachim, when you have these designs on the Kli, where it are flowers and buttons and different types of things that emerge out of the Kli and bulge out of the Kli, so then it's not going to be so simple. He says, "Shiyev shel avira even al pnei kulo." You're not going to be able to even really move the even on top of all the Kli, because you have these things that are attached up and keeping the even from hitting all parts of the Kli. So efshe shagam me'arasicha liyagia tekev sham. It's possible that even there the me'arasicha might not go immediately to all the spots on the Kli, and therefore nachalach mishlo lagilai de'avonim. So then you should not use avonim unless it's a real smooth type of Kli. Ki im yachnisam liyora. What you should do then, obviously, is put it, if you can, into a big pot.